You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Kirsten E. Case joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Kirsten is launching something called the Lily Pad Library. And this looks amazing. It involves puppets. Can you talk about first what inspired you to start this?
Sure. I am on the autism spectrum and I'm a music teacher, and I grew up with late 90s, early 2000s children's content that was very slow paced and used a lot of puppets and live characters. And I noticed that a lot of my kids were just kind of stuck with this overstimulating, sometimes not regulated stuff that was on YouTube Kids. Even stuff that's beyond YouTube Kids can still be overstimulating. And I wanted to work on a project that was slow paced, kind of gave children a safe space to really slow down, imagine, grow. And our main thing is we want to focus on inclusion. It's a special emphasis on neurodivergent audiences. We have a neurodivergent main character, and it's helpful for children who often feel overwhelmed by fast or noisy content.
So this is something you're putting together, like you want to make an honest to goodness show that will come out weekly, and you've got writers, researchers, puppeteers, producers, the whole nine yards.
Yes, we have a whole production team. We have producers who are ex-executives from the Jim Henson Company who have worked on SNL and all kinds of amazing shows. We have writers from Sesame Street. Whole production team is called Big Howl, and they are located in Philadelphia, and they actually work for Philadelphia's PBS station, WHYY, and they make a full puppet live action show currently. And so we are ready to go as soon as we get the funding in.
And Kirsten, I know you've been visiting schools and showing kids the pilot episode. What has the reaction from the kids been like?
So I was lucky enough to bring it to my own school. And
what school is that?
It's a little school called Jackson Walnut Park in Newton. And we have about 150 elementary school kids and then another 150 preschool kids. And so I showed it to our elementary school kids and they loved it. They were asking how the puppets work. It was so funny how a lot of them just weren't even used to the idea of puppet either. They had so many questions about it. Then we made our own puppets. We did some social emotional stuff talking about what we do when we feel overwhelmed and what we do when we feel like something's too loud. And it was a really great experience. The kids loved it a lot. I had some parents email me that their kids were talking about it when they got home and they introduced the pilot to their family and watched it at home with mom and dad. And it was just really special that it impacted them that much.
Okay, so you've started a GoFundMe. The goal is $100,000. I'm looking at your GoFundMe right now for how much you've raised, and it is $620.
Yep.
So we
so
have
let's get to it.
We have some work to do, Kirsten.
We sure do.
If you want a link to the GoFundMe page, text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. 617-655-1234. You're going to help Kirsten, creator of Lily Pad Library, and this will help film the first season of the Lily Pad Library, correct?
Yes.
You'll literally be a producer, so, you know.
Anyone who donates to the GoFundMe does get a production
credit.
Shout out in the credit.
That's amazing.
I love this so much.
Me too.
What an inspiring story. Exactly what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about. Can you give us the name of some of the characters real quick that are on the show?
Oh, yes. We have Dot the Frog. She is the main character. She is neurodivergent. We have Lotsa the Axolotl, who in her character bio is Lotsa is, well, a lot. She is very theatrical, constantly tripping over herself, a barrel of fun. We have Binley, the ferret, who is actually based off of a real special little girl in real life with Down syndrome, also named Binley. And we've been talking with Mom about how to perfectly craft the character to make it exactly like her. And then we have two human friends. We have Miss Dottie, who is the librarian at Lily Pad Library, and she's kind of a guiding, helpful adult. And then we have Mr. Ollie, who is the town civil engineer for Sing Along Swamp, where Lily Pad Library takes place. And he's always doing stuff to help with town civil infrastructure around the library and is always there to answer the questions that the puppeted characters might have about what he's doing.
Well, Kirsten, you and all of these, what are wonderful sounding characters from the Lily Pad Library are officially members of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo! Yay! Thank you so much.
Yeah, and again, if you want to find out about this, you want the GoFundMe, text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. And we can also share the link for the pilot episode as well, correct?
Yes. Our pilot episode was made on a budget of $0, and we just wanted to put something out there so people could see what was going on in our brains.
I love it. I love it. Well, it was great to meet you, Kristen. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.